This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, June 12th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Pakistan's Prime Minister said today the United States and Iran have agreed to wording of an agreement aimed at ending their war in the Middle East and the mediators working on both sides to finalize the deal. Prime Minister said the U.S. and Iran have reached a, quote, final agreed upon text. He said Pakistan, which has taken the lead in the mediation efforts, working with the warring countries on next steps. In a post on X, the Prime Minister said, quote, peace has never been this close as it is now. Officials say an emerging deal would reopen the Strait of Hormuz and remove nuclear material. Now, in a post on Truth Social this afternoon, President Trump said, quote, the terms that Iran leaked to the fake news have nothing to do with the terms that we agreed to in writing. What they said bears no relation to the truth. He claims the Iranians are very dishonorable people to deal with. Today, the Department of Energy posted the latest version of the 45Z CF GREET model. The model includes changes to the 45Z clean fuel production credit signed into law in July of 25 that became effective at the start of the year, including deduction of indirect land use change scores and ineligibility for fuels made from feedstock sourced outside of the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Kirk Kovarik, Clean Fuels Vice President of Federal Affairs, said, quote, we appreciate the Department of Energy and the Argonne National Labs working together to provide this timely update. Kovarik said this increased certainty will help our industry achieve the administration's goals of generating more domestic energy and creating new domestic market. Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association said in a release, we are grateful to see the Department of Energy has released the updated life cycle analysis model to reflect changes from the One Big Beautiful Act. We look forward to reviewing the new model thoroughly and helping our members move forward with it. This week in Kansas, Republican Senator Roger Marshall withdrew his support for legislation that would nullify state animal welfare regulations, including California's Proposition 12. The measure leaves the bill with 7 co-sponsors, all Republican. The reversal follows a U.S. House passage of a farm bill in April that includes the, quote, Save Our Bacon Act, which would effectively end laws like Proposition 12. Nearly 400 state and national agriculture groups, including the National Pork Producers Council and American Farm Bureau Federation, backed the farm bill provision to end Prop 12 and similar regulations, arguing that a patchwork of state rules is unsustainable. The corn market this week saw the USDA's June WASDE report see a bump up in South American corn production by a combined 5 million metric tons. For the 25-26 season, world ending stocks now are at 303.4 million metric tons compared to 297 a month ago. Export sales were bumped up by 25 million bushels to 3.325 billion, but that was offset by lower ethanol usage and higher corn imports. In other news, Argentina's corn harvest rose to just shy of 44% complete, according to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange. They're keeping their forecast for a record large corn harvest of 64 million metric tons. That's 3 million metric tons higher than the USDA. Brazil's CONAB came out with a revised estimate of just over 140 million metric tons for the Brazilian crop. It's more than 5 million metric tons higher than USDA. The soy market was challenged as well by the USDA confirming Brazil's record large crop and an increase of 2 million metric tons for Argentine soy. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Nellie.